keep under control. So, you know, he pick and roll, he pull up fast break. And he's a good competitor, you know, so he's definitely. More energy, and that's pretty, you know, pretty energy at the arena.
What's the biggest challenge facing you guys?
Just controlling them, you know, trying to keep them out the paint at the same time, being able to get out and contest their three-pointers. But when you allow them to get into the paint and get layups, then, you know, the defense gets softer and they kick it out for three-pointers. So that's the main thing, and then also transition defense.
I know you talked a lot about tempos.
I think us not turning the ball over a lot, you know, allowing them to get transition baskets was a big part of our success during the season. So if we can continue to do that and limit them to one shot, you know, and keep their shot attempts down, then we have a good chance of winning.
Are we talking boring versus exciting? Are you guys trying to make it boring? how you guys want to roll?
I don't think we're boring. Yeah. You know, we just know what we can do and what we can't do as a team. Yeah. You know, I mean, this is a team that's not going to try to compete with Phoenix as far as running, especially on the road. You know, you get caught up in the atmosphere and you force the ball a little bit, and then they get easy transition baskets, and that opens it up for their three-point game. So, you know, you want to control the tempo at the start, you know, kind of be, you know, aggressive at times, but you want to definitely mix it up.
They aren't quite the balls out running team that they were in downtown, right? Because they're a lot about ball movement to get, I mean, take a shot in a hurry, but they try to get into their offense and
ball. I think more for them is, you know, kicking the ball up early, you know, if you had a three, if not, kick it back to Nash and play pick and roll game pretty much, and the guys are spacing, you know, and you always got to help on the pick and roll, and, you know, you see Stoudemire all the time getting ducks down the lane to the basket, so we got to be able to control that and force them to shoot the ball with hands in their face.
Are you surprised the way they shot like 41% as a team? Is that
You got guys, everybody on their team can shoot the ball. You have to respect everybody's game over there. You have to be aware of everybody. You know, they'll pull at any time depending on the situation of the game. So that makes it tough when you got a team that kind of plays loose like that.
Kill you if you go underneath the pick and roll?
Yeah, it'll kill you. You know, it depends on his move. You know, he's a guard that, you know, sometimes comes out and gets everybody involved, you know, by him being aggressive and keeping everybody involved, you know, depending on the game, he'll become aggressive as the game goes along.
How do you feel about your pick and roll defense right now?
I think our pick and roll defense has been pretty decent. You know, we've had some inconsistencies, but, you know, for the most part, I think our defense, you know, it's been okay. We just talked about during the season, you know, allowing teams to shoot higher percentages, and that happens at time, but, you know, we got guys that can contain and defend. It's just about going out there and doing it.
With the exception of their point guard, is their defense kind of underrated?
Their defense?
Yeah, they really have emphasized, especially the second unit.
I think more of them is that, you know, I guess you would say the reason why their defense has gotten better is because teams come in and they take quick shots and miss shots, and that allowed them to get into the open court. You know, it hurt their defense a little bit, but they got guys that can defend over there.
You have to be physical?
Not really, because he's good at, you know, he's clever with the ball. You know, so you kind of have to contain him, know when to push up on him, know when to give him some space. You know, a lot of guys get caught up on, you know, pressuring him and, you know, trying to body him and be more physical, but that normally doesn't work. You know, he's too clever with the ball, so you just got to just contain him and allow the defense to work for you.
You feel like you've been seeing him your whole career?
Yeah, I've been seeing him my whole career, and I mean, had success against him, you know, but I mean, he's a guard definitely that, you know, you can get embarrassed if you're not on your game.
You bet.
This country guy.
Great guys. On our team? Probably LaMarcus, you know, trying to draw a double team and kick it around. You know, we got Jared Bayless that can make plays to the basket. Rudy Fernandez takes big shots, you know, so it just depends on how the game is going.